Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening to you folks, and thank you for tuning in with me once again to another spontaneous edition of True Conservative Radio. And of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost, and I want to thank you for tuning in with me. Before we get started with today's conservative commentary, I'd like for you all to bookmark the website of True Conservative Radio and yours truly, iPolitik.net/GHOST. That's iPolitik.net/ghost. Bookmark the website. That's where I'm going to be blogging from. I've been putting up all kinds of controversial blogs that have gotten all kinds of comments from a bunch of anonymous morons that are too scared to actually sign up for an account and let themselves be known, and a bunch of jerk nuts that are members of that particular community that are out there spewing off nothing but a bunch of agitation and a bunch of ridiculous commentary that's pretty much used to coming out of the liberals' mouths. But anyway, folks, I know it's been some time since I've come up on here. I have, at times, attempted to schedule shows on here and just haven't fulfilled the obligations to come up on here because, well, frankly, folks, I'm disappointed. You're damn right. I am disappointed. I'm in absolute shock. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, if you heard the last broadcast, folks, I was a little bit monotone. I was a little bit docile, if you will, because I can't believe what in the blue hell is happening, not only to America, but to the Republican Party, to people that used to be conservatives, individuals that used to deem themselves members of the conservative movement, people that abided by the conservative principles, for Christ's sake. They're out here on the boob tube and every other form of media trying to shove this ridiculous feminist politics down my hole. And they're probably shoving it down your hole, too, folks, no matter what outlet you're viewing for your information and your news media. I'm telling you, folks, they're shoving feminist politics, and I can't believe, and this is coming from a conservative person here, somebody who abided by the conservative principles and continues to abide by the conservative principles and voted Republican all my life with the exception of this election. And let me tell you, I renounce the Republican Party. I'm a true conservative, damn it. All right, I renounce the Republican Party because, like I said, and I made this observation public, folks, you can go back into the archives. I've been saying this crap all along. The Republican Party has been hijacked by liberals. And not only has it been hijacked by liberals, obvious with this ridiculous Sarah Palin nomination, it's been hijacked by the damn feminists. And you see, folks, when I made this observation public on the Blog Talk Radio Network here, I had all kinds of morons and their mother, all kinds of people suggesting to me that I was some sort of a nut job. And let me tell you, you can go back into the archives, folks. I called it. I called it, folks. I mean, dating back to the first few shows of True Conservative Radio, I saw that conservatives were being isolated by the Republican Party, that conservatism was no longer the root foundation of the Republican Party. I saw it, damn it. I saw this coming, you piece of crap. And every time I attempted to facilitate discourse on that particular subject matter, I was chastised. You know, I was even called ridiculous, slanderous, lies, foul-mouthed, filth, garbage from people that used to call themselves Republican, or still do, for that matter. They're just liberals in sheep's clothing, if you catch my drift. These people are out here spreading all kinds of slanderous lies about me, spreading all kinds of filth, all kinds of garbage, all kinds of rumors, calling me a crack pipe, the whole nine yards, because I made this observation a long damn time ago, for Christ's sake, you stupid, silly bastards. But you see, folks, now all of a sudden these people have drank so much of the damn Kool-Aid out here. And I'm in shock, to be honest with you. I saw that feminist coronation, or if you want to call it a Republican convention, I call it a damn feminist coronation. When I saw that piece of crap, I was just about to puke. That's why I haven't been able to come up on here, folks. I'm in shock, damn it. I'm in shock that, first of all, I knew from day one that the Republican Party had been hijacked by liberals, but to see this blatant force, this vulgar display of power of feminism being asserted in the Republican Party, and seeing and witnessing Republicans and conservatives bowing down to this feminist garbage. I can't believe it. But you see, folks, I've been saying this all along, and nobody wants to talk about these issues, folks. Don't you understand that the absolute pussification of America has been implemented upon us here? I've been saying it all along, for Christ's sake, and everybody, of course, has been trying to agitate, trying to deviate the listener from the actual substance of the subject matter being discussed at hand out here. Instead, they want to deviate the listener or the viewer's attention into some ridiculous garbage, and before you know it, they'll have them chanting all kinds of things they wouldn't have even imagined prior to that propaganda liberal-induced doctrination. And let me tell you, folks, if you're a liberal and you're a Republican, it doesn't really matter what side of the American political spectrum you are, it's liberalism no matter which way you look at it. It is pure liberal feminist filth. That's all it is, folks. True conservatism is an endangered species out here. Let me tell you, if you are a conservative, if you're somebody that considers yourself a conservative, that believes in the family, the traditional family unit, that believes in shielding children from sexual depravity and violence, who believe in all the true conservative principles, and you're going to hold your nose and go into the damn voting booth and vote for John Turncoat McCain, you are a piece of garbage, my friend. And let me tell you why. Because what you are doing by going into the damn ballot box and approving this blatant, vulgar display of power by the feminist movement via the Republican Party with this Sarah Palin nomination, you are only setting the precedent, folks. You, as a supposed conservative, are setting a precedent that the new Republican Party is no longer going to abide by conservative principles. This is going to redefine the definition of being a Republican, you morons. And you idiots are drinking it up like you were at a damn Jim Jones recital or a damn Jim Jones damn revival. Whatever. I'm tongue-tied. I just don't understand what's happening here to America. I know I'm stumbling over my own tongue like John Edwards, trying to deny a paternity test. But, folks, I can't believe what is happening here to America. The pussification, the feminization, the liberalization of America. And everybody seems to continue going on like everything's peachy keen or something, like everything's all right. It's not all right, damn it. It's not all right, you piece of crap. This Sarah Palin nomination only asserts my observation, my thesis of what I said about the Republican Party all along. It only underscores what in the blue hell I've been talking about on this program. And if you don't believe me, you piece of crap, you go into the archives and you listen to it for yourself. They're all dated and time-stamped. And I've been saying this from day one, folks. This is no longer the old Republican Party. I was a lifelong Republican. I voted Republican all my life, but when I witnessed the damn liberalization of the Republican Party, folks, I knew it. I saw when they were isolating conservatives during the Republican primaries, I knew it. I knew when this stupid new liberal Republican Party was trying to, give a new face to conservatism. You know, they're trying to put this new face on conservatives, like conservatives are nothing but a bunch of religious zealots or something. That's horse crap. I saw it all along. But to see this, once again, folks, to see this vulgar display of power by feminism via the Republican Party is just unbelievably, it's just unbelievable to me. I just can't explain. There are not enough words in the English language for me to explain this as a true conservative, folks. And let me tell you, If you're a conservative, you're going to vote for this McCain-Palin ticket, you're a piece of garbage. You might as well embrace liberalism if you're going to do that, folks. You might as well embrace liberalism. You might as well go out and have a divorce tomorrow. If you're a conservative and you've been with the person you married the first time right now and you're going to go out and vote for Palin and this ridiculous McCain ticket, you go out and do that, you might as well go get a divorce tomorrow. You might as well tell your teenage daughters to go out and get impregnated at 12 years old, for Christ's sake, because that's the values you're voting for, you morons. These idiots at the Republican National Convention or this feminist coronation, these idiots, you know, they're clapping their hands like a bunch of seals, like a bunch of imbeciles to this feminist domination of the Republican Party. They're bowing down to their own domination, for Christ's sake. It's stupid. It's absolutely pathetic, folks, but you know what? Hey. This is America nowadays, folks. And I've come to the conclusion that America is filled with nothing but a bunch of morons. And I hate to say it. You know, let me tell you, I have ancestry that traces back into this country a long way. You know, back to world wars, civil wars, revolutionary wars. But let me tell you something, folks. I have to say that the culmination of every man who died in the front lines out there trying to preserve the freedom of this country, in my opinion, the more and more I see the open stupidity of America, I'm starting to second guess whether or not these men had the good intentions of humanity when they were out there risking their lives for freedom. And the reason I say that, folks, is because how in the blue hell are you going to embrace this damn feminization of America? Where, I mean, you got Republicans justifying teenage pregnancy, folks, because this Eskimo bimbo, Sarah Palin, her daughter, you know, gets knocked up by this, you know, some moron in Alaska somewhere. You know, some two-bit hick out there likes playing hockey. I don't know if you read the boy's MySpace page, but, you know, this guy's a couple of cans short of a six-pack, to say the least. And let me tell you, if you're going to sit over here and try to pass yourself off, pal, into some conservative, you know, family-oriented, you know, whatever you're trying to package yourself up as, and you can't even control your damn daughter, what in the hell kind of conservative are you, huh? Sitting over here and embracing this crap. Embracing teen pregnancy. You know, yeah, it's okay. My daughter, she's a loose teenage, you know, Jezebel. It's okay. Sorry. I'll do better next time, believe me. You know, you put me in the vice presidency, hey, it's feminist movement. Let me tell you something, folks. This is all by design. This is the feminization of America. Don't you understand that this is the feminist agenda? The feminist agenda is to redesign the structuring of the family, redesign the mentality of the American woman, the westernized woman out here. That's why you're seeing such a prominence of immoral activity. That's why you're seeing such a damn prominence of sexual promiscuity out here, because the feminist movement has made it okay to do so. It's made it okay to do so. It's made it okay to go out and have as many divorces as you want to. It's made it okay to go out and you know, if you want to go out and be some philanderous whore bag, well then hey, that's your prerogative. It's woman liberation. That's what they call it. Woman liberation. That's just dandy, folks. I'm telling you, it's a sad day in America. I never thought I'd see Republicans justify teen pregnancy. Let me tell you, there is no justification for it. I wrote a blog about this, you know, Eskimo bimbo's daughter going out and getting knocked up, you know, getting, you know, pregnant out of wedlock. I did a blog about this crap, and I actually had Republicans trying to send comments to me on that blog saying, oh, Ghost, it's not her fault. I'm a conservative, too, and my daughter ended up getting knocked up. That doesn't make me a bad mother. Let me tell you something. Yes, it does, you piece of crap. All right? Let me tell you something. If you can't control your own children, if you can't sit here and be a decent parent to your children, and you're going to, you know, they're just going to go ahead and make the decision to be some philanderous whorebag, All right? As a pre-teenager or a teenager, yeah, you're a damn bad parent, you piece of crap. All right? Don't consider yourself a conservative anymore because you're not. Okay? You're not. All right? Now, if they're 18 years old and they happen to be some philanderous whorebag or go out to become a damn porn star or turning tricks behind a dumpster to get a fix, it's not your problem. You did what you had to do until the damn brat was 18. When it came 18 time, the damn brat wanted to go and do its own thing. Hey, you can't control that crap. That's not your problem at that point. But let me tell you, if you have yourself a teenager out here that's, you know, sitting in your home, that's out here getting impregnated, you are a stupid parent. You're stupid, and I wouldn't trust you with a damn roll of dimes, for Christ's sake. And that's all there is to it. I'm sick and tired of these damn Republicans out here trying to justify teen pregnancy. There's no justification for it, damn it. Don't you understand that? This is feminist agitation. Feminism wants you to believe that there's nothing wrong with this crap, but there is. There's something majorly wrong with it. But you see, the feminist movement wants you to believe that, well, it's okay. You know, this is somehow some sort of liberation, isn't it? Huh? It's ridiculous. 646-652-4869 is the number to call. This is True Conservative Radio. I'm the host, the man they call Ghost around here. The man that the Republicans on the Blog Talk Radio Network like to agitate because they know I'm a true conservative. I mean, they were what I was my whole damn life. And that is a conservative American. A man who abides by conservative principles, who understands that there's sanctity in family. All right? That's the difference between me and all these other nimrodic buffooneries out here trying to call themselves conservatives that are out here trying to call themselves Republicans. I stick to my principles. I've lived the conservative lifestyle my whole life. I've raised a family. I've got children. I've got grandchildren, you morons. All right, I've lived this life. And you see, you've got Republicans nowadays completely giving the middle finger to the conservative movement, and you got Republicans out here in the national media trying to justify teen pregnancy, for Christ's sake. I never thought I'd see the day when I would see my former party justify teen pregnancy. I never thought I'd see the damn day. But welcome to America, folks. Welcome to the new liberal, feminist, pussified America. Pleased to meet you. Give me a damn break. And I can't believe it, folks. I seriously don't know what to say. I'm in shock. Don't you understand that? I am in shock. I am in disbelief on the death of the feminist movement and liberalism. I am in shock. I mean, I never thought I would see the day, but don't you understand that, I mean, if you are a real Republican, if you are a real conservative, I never thought I'd see the day when the Republican Party would justify teen pregnancy, for Christ's sake. What the hell is going on with this crap? I mean, what in the blue hell is going on in this country where you got people that are calling themselves conservative, people that are claiming to be conservative, people that are out here trying to justify this Republican feminist garbage? When did you ever think you'd see the day a damn Republican would justify teenage pregnancy? I can't believe this crap! I mean, am I living in America? Oh, Jesus God, I can't believe this crap. I'm a conservative, damn it! I'm not out here, you know, spewing off a bunch of liberal garbage. I'm not justifying teen pregnancy, all right? You Republican pieces of crap, I am not going to justify that crap. It's wrong. And if you are a fucking parent of a damn... Anyway, folks, let me calm down. Excuse my previous rant there. I know I dropped the F-bomb there, but I better calm down, folks. The bottom line is that it's wrong, all right? Teen pregnancy is wrong. Immorality is wrong. And we got to do something about it.
I mean, I remember a day, and it didn't seem that long ago either, when the Republican Party was the party of the family. Remember that crap? Remember when the Republican Party was the party of, bringing moral integrity to America? I mean, we are trying to do what we can. Well, I'm not going to say we anymore because I'm not a damn Republican piece of crap. But I remember a day when, you know, we were trying to champion against teen pregnancy, champion against single parents. We were trying to do something for this country. I just can't believe, I just don't know what to say, man. I'm in complete shock, folks. I'm in complete shock. I knew that the Republican Party was taking a liberal turn. Believe me, I called it. I was one of the first people to make that observation public on the Blog Talk Radio Network here, folks. But I never thought I'd see the day when I would see the feminization of the Republican Party. Don't you understand that the Republican Party is playing feminist politics? I mean, this is the same garbage that the Democrats were doing, for Christ's sake. I mean, they're throwing us back about 40 or 50 years in gender relations just because these morons want to get into the White House for power. I think it's sick, man. And, you know, what's even sicker is just who in the hell is Sarah Palin, damn it? I mean, if you do your own research about this neurotic nut job out here, you'll find out that, you know, she's got some weird affiliations to some secession party, some independence party who believes that Alaska should secede from the Union. I find that rather funny that, you know, I saw morons at the Republican convention dressed up like Abraham Lincoln, and here you got some broad on the podium speaking out as their vice presidential candidate, and she had some loose affiliation, maybe close affiliation, who the hell knows, she did speak at their convention, of some damn nut job party about seceding Alaska from the Union. I mean, I just don't understand that crap. It's not a myth. It's not a myth. I saw it on YouTube. If you don't believe me, they've been trying to take those clips down. They were showing a damn meeting of these ridiculous backwoods Alaskan nut jobs out there, these ridiculous big-bearded Nordic morons. They're out here having a damn convention, and one of them even said, I don't even know if you're going to be able to find the footage anymore because they've been trying their damnedest to take down the footage, for Christ's sake. But they even said that she belonged to the damn party, that she was, quote-unquote, by formality, a part of the Republican Party to become governor. But this is, I mean, regardless, I'm not even making a big deal about it. All right? What I'm making a big deal about is the feminist politics being played by the Republican Party. That's what's really pissing me off, to be honest with you folks. I mean, I knew that the damn Republican Party was now a bunch of long-haired liberal bedwetting hippies. I knew that all along. I made that public a long time ago. But to see the feminist movement, I mean, with its vulgar display of power, just assert itself, not only on the Democrat side, which is obviously run rampant, but on the Republican side, for Christ's sake. I never thought I would see the day when Republicans would justify teen pregnancy, for Christ's sake. I mean, do you see these morons out here? I mean, what's going on here? I mean, don't these people understand that we're having an epidemic of this garbage? I mean, we're having, you know, teenagers, you know, hop around, hopping on things that look good in a leather jacket, popping out children, and they're a dread on the damn entitlement system of this damn government. Don't these idiots understand that? Or are they playing to it? Or are they pandering to it? I mean, you heard John McCain. He wants to praise people who... He wants to praise single mothers who have five children. Well, five different men. Hey, let's just go ahead and give them $5,000 to $8,000 a kid. How about that? That's just great. We got a damn government, all right? We got a damn government that is embracing the dissolution of the American family. None of these stupid parties anymore are talking about that. All right? As a matter of fact, you got the Democrats embracing this crap. All right? I mean, if it were up to the damn liberals, like I always suggested, they're not going to be happy until they see oral copulation happen between two men across the street from an elementary school That's the only time they'll be happy. But here I am. I'm witnessing the damn Republican Party turn into damn Gloria Steinem's wet dream, for Christ's sake. I mean, I can't believe this crap. I mean, what's going on here, folks? What's going on? This has got to be a bad game of ad-libs or some crap, right? Huh? The joke's going to come out. I mean, MSNBC and all these dumbass liberal media, they're going to come out and they're going to say, hey, it was a joke, right? I mean, the Republican Party can't be serious justifying teen pregnancy. All right? Oh, it's beautiful. Look at all. Oh, she's pregnant. Oh, that's great. She's only 17. She's pregnant. Oh, it's okay. It's happening everywhere. I mean, are you kidding me? Oh, it's okay. She's tying herself to families out here. Garbage. That's what it is, folks. It's garbage. And I refuse, as a true conservative, let me tell you something, all right? I've done my damnedest to be a true conservative, a man who has abided by his true conservative principles. I've, in turn, relayed those same true conservative principles to my offspring, to my children, who are then in turn and doing the same to their children. All right, we don't believe in being heathens out here, a bunch of sexual nymphos out here, or a bunch of tree hugging liberal long hairs that think that free love is just going into a damn sexual orgy in the middle of San Francisco. I don't want that crap. And you see, here you've got both parties not giving two rats' asses about all the immorality that's happening in America. I just don't understand. I just don't understand what's going on here. This is bad for America, folks. 646-652-4869. I'm going to be blogging about this tonight as well, folks. iPolitik.net/ghost. Bookmark the website, folks, because this is unbelievable. This is just freaking unbelievable, folks. And let me tell you, if you're a conservative, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to continue to say it, if you are a conservative that is biting your tongue, holding your nose, and you're going to go into the damn election booth, and you're going to vote for this feminist crap, then you are contributing to the downfall of the conservative movement. You are! You're the one contributing to the damn sexual depravity of America. You are! You are only setting a precedent, folks, to continue this liberal, this new liberal-minded Republican Party now that we've ever, or not me, but all these other idiot Republicans have embraced. I keep saying me, with the Republican Party, because I have voted the Republican Party my whole damn life! And to sit here and to watch the Republican Party bow down to this feminist garbage, it makes me want to puke. But I'm not going to do it, folks. I am not going to contribute to the liberal and feminization of this crap. I'm not going to do it. I'll be damned if I do it, folks. God, and let me tell you something. I will leave this. As a matter of fact, I might as well leave the country. And, of course, you got these authoritarian assholes on both sides of the political persuasion, Republican and Democrat, that'll say, oh, yeah, go ahead and leave the country, ghost. We want to be immoral. We want teen pregnancy. We want women to have 5, 6 different divorces. We want women to shit out about 5 or 6 different kids from 5 or 6 different fathers. We want it, ghost. So get out of here. Yeah, well, I'm sure you would like that, wouldn't you, you piece of crap? That's exactly what the agenda is. That's what the agenda is, folks. It is feminism. Feminism, and I've been saying it all along, folks, and for you folks, whether you like me or hate me, I've been consistent. And you can look back in the archives, folks. I have been an anti-feminist. Because feminism is dangerous. Don't you understand that? It's dangerous. It can infect the minds of humanity out here. And they're doing so by utilizing political correctness and trying to redefine certain principles that used to be the moral social ethos ground. It's pretty sad, folks. I'm really disgusted. As a true conservative, I am really disgusted. And all I can say is for conservatives out there, don't vote for any of these people, all right? I mean, all we can do is come together. 09 governor elections are coming up. Senator elections are coming up. All we can do is go out at a grassroots level and try to elect true conservative politicians and statesmen out here that are going to go out and uphold true conservative principle, like Santorum. You know, I really find it rather disgusting, all right, that not only did Rick Santorum get overlooked by John McCain in an attempt to, you know, maybe choose him as a vice presidential candidate to solidify the party, but Rick Santorum wasn't even given a speaking spot, or at least one in prime time at the Republican convention. And let me tell you, Santorum is the truest of conservatives that I've ever seen in my life. And of course, what did the Republicans do? They just swept him out from under the rug and they said, hey, like yesterday's garbage. All right? That's what it is. You know, just yesterday's garbage, folks. And I'm telling you, if you're a conservative, you're not going to see conservatism in the Republican Party again. All right? I mean, what we're seeing right here is a vulgar display of power by the feminist movement in asserting itself into the Republican Party. It's obvious. I mean, did you see these morons out here? Do you see these morons out here trying to justify teen pregnancy? I can't believe this crap. And, of course, the argument is, what do you want her to do, Ghost? Oh, you want her to abort? No, I don't want her to abort. All right? I don't want her to embrace it. All right? She should have went out and said, look, I don't condone this garbage. I don't know what my damn daughter was doing, philandering around. You know, denounce it. Be repulsed by it. But no, they embraced it like it's a beautiful thing. Oh, it's beautiful. Teen pregnancy, that's great. Even though both of these stupid kids are not going to be with each other in about 5 years, but it's great, it's beautiful, aww. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? It's sad, is what it is, folks. It's damn sad, and I can't believe that I am witnessing the absolute feminization of the Republican Party. Well, first of all, I saw the liberalization, but I never thought I'd see the pussification. Anyway, I'm going to move on. You know, when I was watching this feminist coronation or the Republican convention, I kept hearing this mantra, you know, this chant, drill, baby, drill. You know, these stupid morons were probably planted throughout the audience to start chanting this stupid mantra. Drill, baby, drill, you stupid morons, all right? Not knowing that we are, as far as American military might is concerned, we are on the second largest oil deposit in the world in Iraq, all right? I mean, we're over a trillion dollars in debt in this war in Iraq, and yet no one is suggesting that the damn Iraqi parliament either pay us back so that we can gain some integrity back in our dollar or give us the damn oil and we'll take it off their tab. No one's even suggesting this crap. I mean, you got the Democrats talking about tucking tail and getting the hell out of there and just cutting their losses, which is garbage. And you got Republicans inducing these morons into saying, drill, baby, drill, drill, baby. But where is that crap? Let me tell you idiots that keep saying, drill, baby, drill this, okay? Don't you understand that we've been drilling all over the Gulf of Mexico? I'm in Texas, folks. I know many people who work offshore that are on these rigs out here. I mean, there's abandoned rigs all over the damn Gulf, all right? Don't you idiots understand that we have done so much drilling in the Gulf of Mexico that it intensifies the energy exuded by hurricane activity, which is an unknown source of the world, of nature. You know, nobody can tell you how hurricanes come about. It's just a force of energy that is exuded from the earth. Nobody knows how it comes about. But don't you understand that we've done so much drilling in the Gulf that, I mean, raised the damn Gulf temperature about 4 or 5 degrees, some garbage like that, and it actually feeds the energy of these hurricanes. And, I mean, don't you find it coincidence that they go from Category 1, and as soon as they hit the damn Gulf of Mexico, they go into a damn Category 4 or 5? Don't you idiots understand it's because of drilling this is happening, folks? Don't you morons understand that? And you idiots are sitting here saying, drill, baby, drill, like a bunch of morons? I mean, don't you idiots understand that drilling is only going to help facilitate even stronger hurricanes, because you are increasing the temperature of the ocean by unearthing natural gases and fossil fuels? I mean, you people are stupid. And this is why I am just completely, completely critical of all these Republican Dimrods. I mean, drill, baby, drill. I mean, hello, McFly! You stupid morons. I mean, don't you understand that we are right now, I mean, what happened to Iraq? I mean, we've spent over $1 trillion out there, and you got Democrats talking about cutting and running. You've got Republicans talking about, you know, just staying there for 100 years and continuing to pour money in the damn thing. It's stupid. There is a $78 billion and counting every single day that the war is going on. $78 billion surplus that the Iraqi parliament has in their pocket, and they're not even a fully constructed government body, for Christ's sake. I mean, these idiots are, got so much ethnic, you know, impartial, ridiculous garbage. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, why can't we force these Iraqi pieces of garbage that we liberated? And I don't mean the Iraqi people. They're just pawns in this unfortunate international turmoil. I'm talking about these idiots that are supposed to be wielding power out here. How come we're not forcing the Iraqi parliament to pay back the United States with interest, just like those damn limeys did in World War II, just like the frogs did in World War II? How come we're not demanding from the Iraqi parliament that they either pay us back with that $78 billion surplus they've got in their pocket, or why don't they just give us the oil? Because, like I said, folks, Iraq is the second largest oil deposit. Second largest oil deposit in the world. How come they can't just give us the oil? We'll take it off their tab. It'll bring down the price of oil on a global scale. Because let me tell you, folks, we're the ones consuming most of the damn global oil out here. I mean, you know, we're the one with the gas guzzlers, you know. We're the ones that are out here consuming the oil. If we, as American people, start demanding from these idiot politicians, if we start saying, hey, why don't we just go out there and force these Iraqi people to give us oil and we'll take it off their tab so we can help bring down the gas prices and fluctuate the economy? People are losing their jobs because goods are not being able to be shipped out because gas prices are going through the damn roof. You got truck drivers striking, for Christ's sake, out here in Texas because they can barely afford to keep a rig going on out here because of these damn gas prices. And you got both of these idiot politicians, these idiot parties, talking out of both sides of their ass. You know, both of them want to drill. All right? Both of them want to drill. Both of them want to, you know, go out and do all this ridiculous garbage about, you know, we're going to change technology. We're going to change it. You're not going to change squat, all right? There is nothing cheaper than, unfortunately, there's nothing cheaper than oil, all right? And if you're going to develop something cheaper than oil, it's not going to come about here in a couple of years, all right? It's going to take about 10 to 20 years to facilitate a secondary resource that can be a legitimate competition to oil. And I'm talking about price, flexibility, environmentally safe, the whole nine yards. But I just find it funny, folks. You know, I find it funny that you've got these Republican Nimrods with this mantra, drill, baby, drill, drill, baby, drill, and yet it's because, and I'm from Texas, folks. I know people that go out to these oil rigs that are all over the Gulf of Mexico. All right, they're the ones unearthing all the fossil fuels, natural resources that are coming from under the ground and that are warming the Gulf temperature, 4 or 5 degrees. That's why, like I said, folks, it's no coincidence that whenever a hurricane enters the Gulf of Mexico, it goes from a Category 1 into a Category 4 or 5 before you know it, because that warmth gives energy to the energy being exuded by the Earth via the hurricane, folks. You know, and nobody really understands that and makes that correlation, or they're going to talk against it, or they're bought out by these oil ass clowns. I don't know what it is. But, folks, we need to start talking about real issues. Drill, baby, drill. You know, drill up your ass. All right, you stupid morons. All right, I don't want to see Category 4, Category 5 hurricanes, you idiots. All right? I mean, give me a break. This is just a very simple solution, folks. This is why every time I come up on this program, I try to hit to it, because I would hope that enough people would catch wind of this and understand that, hey, we've lost, what is it, over 4,000, close to 5,000 lives in Iraq, 50,000 injured, wounded, legs, limbs blown off, the whole nine yards. We've spent over $1 trillion. We're spending $15 million an hour out there. Why in the blue hell are we not demanding from this Iraqi parliament to give us damn oil and we'll take it off their tab? I'm not just saying just give it to us. I'm saying instead of going out here and becoming rich on our dime, because what they're doing, folks, what they're doing is they're taking the oil that they're getting that we basically gave them, because remember, the United States unilaterally went in there and, you know, kicked the living bejesus out of Saddam Hussein's army and overtook the crap. We're trying to implement democracy in that damn region out there. And what the Iraqi parliament is doing is they're selling the oil on the world market and getting rich off the damn crap. I mean, don't you understand that America forced the international community? They forced the international community to relinquish Iraq from any past debts. So right now, they are selling oil on the world market, which is a pretty good market to be selling oil, folks. All right? And here we are, giving them $78 billion in counting surplus, and none of those morons in Washington, none of these idiots running for the White House are even suggesting that we force the Iraqi parliament to start giving us this oil at a discounted rate for liberating their asses, all right, and we'll take it off their tab. Do you understand what kind of economic impact that would do right now if a damn president had the balls to go out there and do that? All right, it's a very simple solution. Not drill, baby, drill, you idiots. All right, not giving fodder to damn hurricanes to become a Category 1 or a tropical depression up into a Category 5, for Christ's sake. All right, I know all you idiots out there that don't live by a coast, y'all don't give two rats' asses about it, but let me tell you, you ask those poor folks on the Gulf Coast out there in Mississippi, New Orleans, all that area, you ask them about Category 4, Category 5 hurricanes. And ask them if they've ever seen such a thing in their life, and they're going to say no. And the reason they ain't seen it is because we have drilled the bejesus out of the Gulf of Mexico. Let me explain to all you Nimrods that have a hard time believing it. Because, you know, you got a lot of stupid people in America. You know, half these people would probably try to drown a fish, like I've said on countless occasions. All right, but let me try to best explain it to you, okay? Let's say you had a warm pan, all right? Not a really hot pan, like, you know, one that can sizzle food, but one that was warm to where you, if you just put your hand on it, you could be able to just, you know, leave it there for some time and just absorbing the warmness of it, if you will, all right? But check it out. This is what I'm talking about. You rub both of your hands together real tight. You know what I'm talking about, like Mr. Miyagi in that one movie. You put your hands together and you start rubbing them together, right? And you start to create energy. Believe it or not, not everything you rub together on a you know, real hard frictional basis is going to create energy. So you rub both your hands together and make them really, really warm. Well, if you put that same hand, if you took one of those warm hands you're rubbing together and put it on that warm surface I was talking about previous, it's going to create a hot effect, you morons. And that's exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to this ridiculous hurricane and drilling garbage. All right, it's like taking that hand that you're rubbing against your other hand with and putting it on a warm surface to create a hot effect. If you don't believe me, do it for yourself. It's just simple science, folks. And you got the Republican Party out here saying, drill, baby, drill. You idiots. And for all you folks that are curious, you know, I mean, that is an actual fact. No one knows the origin of hurricanes. I mean, hurricanes are something that are just spontaneous releases of energy, and it comes from the earth. No one knows the origin of it or why it happens, but it happens. It's just energy that needs to be exuded. And like I suggested with the hand rubbing thing, if you create energy, like in the Gulf of Mexico, a warm surface, and you create energy in a warm surface and giving it fodder just to make itself stronger, it's not going to spell a pretty good, you know, outcome for folks on the Gulf. Or on any coast, for that matter, folks. And that's why I'm saying, for all you morons saying, drill, baby, drill, you're an idiot. All of you. Can't believe this crap. But, you know, this is America, folks. This is the new feminized, imbecilic, dumbed down, you know, putting a damn Kentucky Fried Chicken grease thumb up your ass America. This is it right here, folks. This is what I've been talking about the whole time. I've been, you know, a lot of people email me up. They like to threaten me. They like to, you know, send all kinds of four-letter words and slanderous filth, excuse me. But the bottom line is, folks, is they know I'm telling the truth, all right? I know I'm an ultra-conservative. I'm a true conservative out here, but the things I talk about actually affect you and me, all right? They actually affect us. All right, these idiots are talking about, oh, we need better energy sources when we just shipped out all of our army brigades into Iraq. We have no military assets at our disposal, folks. Don't you understand that Russia is flexing its muscles? Not only, and we've talked about this on previous shows, not only are they out there flexing their muscles in Georgia, it comes out today that they're doing military exercises right there in Venezuela. Pretty close to American soil, folks. Now, this is a force. This is a show of power by these damn stupid vodka-drinking cockeyed Russians out here. And like I've always suggested, Russia, China, these people are threats to our national security. And what are we doing out here? We're meddling around and God knows what in the blue hell we're doing. All right, I wasn't against the Iraq war, but I figured at some point the Iraqi parliament or the Iraqi army, or whoever in the blue hell takes charge out there, will be able to gain some decent stability, and they'd be able to pay us back for liberating their asses. That hasn't happened. Afghanistan, that seems to be the lost war out there. And to be completely honest with you, I don't think that it's going to be a democratized area. There's too much ethnic displacement out there, too many warlords. You know, too much primitive life out there. Half these people still believe that, taking a bath in sewage water is somehow healthy. I mean, with all due respect to those folks, you know, I'm not trying to demean those folks in any way, but I'm just trying to give you a visual description of what you're dealing with folks in Afghanistan. I mean, nobody has running water out there. There's no electricity. It's pretty bad, all right? And remember, the Taliban, these Islamic fundamentalists had overtaken the country for some time, and they wanted to throw it back to the 12th century, for Christ's sake. All right, so this is what I'm saying, folks. I don't know what the agenda is in Afghanistan. If it's democratization, I don't foresee it. I don't foresee it. The only reason that Afghanistan is still afloat as far as its ridiculous excuse of a governing body is because of America's presence in the region out there. And then we've got Pakistan, folks. Jesus, blue Jesus. Let me tell you something. It's very precarious situation out here in the world, folks. Very precarious situation. I mean, they're trying to take pop shots at the new leader of Pakistan. I mean, if they assassinate another leader in Pakistan, I mean, you can have some serious unrest in Pakistan out there. That's a nuclear power. And that could get, you know, India involved because India wants to finally suppress Pakistan's threats to its sovereignty and its presence in the Kashmir region, you know. And then you got Russia out here trying to flex its muscles, trying to invade a sovereign, democratically elected country in Georgia, which is a staunch ally of the United States in the war on terror, all right, basically invading provinces and basically encapsulating the country, basically isolating the country, if you will. And also, today it comes out, like I said, Russia is now conducting military operations, or exercises, they like to say, in Venezuela. And old Hugo Chavez is part of the world.
I'm telling you, folks, this is very, very precarious. And I would be very, very worried if I were all of you morons voting on ridiculous, stupid feminist politics or idiot issues. And what I mean by that is, oh, I'm going to vote for him because he's a maverick. Or, oh, I'm going to vote for him because he's got nice teeth. Oh, I'm going to vote for this person because of this and that. This is a scary time in the international community out here. We're going to need somebody with not only a level head, but somebody that can negotiate around a potential global war, a global war on a nuclear scale. Because remember, Russia, you know, involved in all this agitating military garbage that they're doing out here, I mean, this could induce a global war. A global war. It's just a scary situation out here, folks. And of course, everybody is, you know, more worried about, oh, well, Sarah Palin's kid, you know, she's having a kid. That's great. Or, oh, look at Sarah Palin. She's so womanly, y'all. Yeah, I mean, give me a break, folks. Give me a break. Let's talk about some issues that really affect us that none of these parties have acknowledged. Some of these international turmoils that are being mulled down by the media. I think it's very serious. These stupid Russian Karl Marx worshipping cockeyed vodka drinking ass clowns over there in that part of the world. I mean, I just can't believe that they're still doing authoritarian garbage, all right? I mean, they're still abiding by this ridiculous notion that they need to go out and, you know, take over places by force. It's really a scary scenario, folks. It's really a scary scenario, and I really don't know what to say about it anymore. I mean, we've got a bad economy. We've got, times ahead of us are looking pretty bad. We've got a global situation when it comes to military conquests. We've got immorality going on in America out here. I mean, don't you understand that? No, I mean, what do people have to live for if they don't have family, is what I've always suggested. They don't have nothing to live for. So this is what I've always suggested to folks that are out here that are trying to, you know, somehow chastise me because I'm advocating for the family out here. Don't you understand that during the most oppressive times, during times of slavery, serfdom, you know, during those times where people were truly oppressed, what kept those people going? Family, you morons. And, of course, that's completely being negated by the new Republican Party, the new liberal Republican Party, the feminist Republican Party. And it's sad, man. I don't really know what else to say. All right? Wake up, morons. All right? Wake up. We've got a lot of bad things going on in here. Don't you understand that at some point, if we continue to keep spending out of our wazoos, that the United States American, or excuse me, the American dollar is not going to be worth diddly? And I've said this on past shows, there are high-end retail stores in New York City that are no longer accepting American money. That's right, they're accepting Euro dollars in America! And why is that, folks? Well, the integrity of our dollar is questioned. All right? I mean, I remember a day you could go in anywhere in the international community and pull out an American dollar, and these idiots will be starting to negotiate with you on how to take that dollar from your hand. But you pull out an American dollar anywhere in the international community, they're going to spit in your face and say they need some Euro dollars. All right? I mean, that's very scary. I mean, don't you understand that, folks? I mean, this is just, I think this is over the head of the average American, to be honest with you, folks. That's why every time I attempt to come up on here, I just lose energy, you know? I the wind in my sail is gone because morons are falling for this crap. Morons are falling for this feminist garbage that's being implemented by the Republican and Democratic Party. People are falling for this drill, baby, drill horse crap. People are falling for this crap. Instead of actually talking about issues, instead of actually talking about things that are going to affect you and I as American people, they want to sit over here and trivialize the American government into something that, you know, you have to vote because, oh, well, this person looks better than the other. this person looks more of a maverick than the others. Oh, she's a hockey mom. Let me go ahead and vote for her. It's stupid. It's stupid, and that's why I am so damn critical about the American public. I mean, the American public sucks, all right? And you've seen these people out here. Just go out, all right? Just go out to anywhere where there's a lot of people, a mall, a grocery store, and just look at the stupidity around you, folks. Just look at the absolute imbeciles that are just walking around already half dead, you know, have no care in the world about what could potentially be happening around the corner. They could care less, just as long as they're shoveling food down their gullet like a damn garbage disposal and watching Jerry Springer. That's all these idiots nowadays care about, all right? You know, and everybody's talking about the youth vote. Oh, the youth vote, this and that. The youth isn't going to do diddly, all right? They're not going to do nothing. And anybody who's counting on the youth to do anything in this damn presidential campaign or any political campaign, you don't know your ass from your elbow, all right? As a matter of fact, the voting age should be higher. It should be at least 21 years of age. Because anybody under the age of 21 are more worried about going out, partying, and guzzling down beers, and finger-banging Miss Annie Mae Rottencrotch, all right? And these idiots don't care about politics, nor do they care to understand about it. And before we get off the air, I just wanted to underscore why these stupid young people don't care about politics. Here are these young people that are paying into a Social Security system that they know they're not going to see a dime of. And they're not doing anything to stop themselves from paying into that crap. That's just amazing to me. That they are being double taxed, and they're never going to see that crap. They're basically burning their own money. Every time they go out and work and actually pay into the Social Security system, they're never going to see a dime of it, so they're burning their money. And these idiots don't even go out and participate in the political system to help rectify that situation. So that just goes to show you why young people are imbeciles and they're not going to do nothing when it comes to politics. I mean, have you been to a damn election recently, or have you ever been to a damn voting line? I mean, there's nothing but a bunch of middle-aged concerned citizens and a bunch of old wimbags. I'm talking about really old. I mean, so old that maybe some of these people have gotten Mohammed's pager number. I mean, so old. I mean, they're coming in there with their damn, life support machines, and, you know, oh, they're just crutches, and they'll stand there for hours. Those are the people electing our officials, folks. And do you think they give two rats' asses? They got one foot in the grave. Do you think they care about the future? Hell no. Anyway, folks, I don't know what else to say. I cut this damn show short because, you know, I'm sure if you go to any one of these stupid shows in the Blog Talk Radio Network, they're going to be talking about, oh, yeah, Palin, she speaks so well, and, oh, yeah, she's got great children and a great family, Or oh, Barack Obama, he's got nice teeth. He's so presidential. You know, it's stupid. Wake up, morons. Anyway, folks, I'm cutting this show short. Please get back to my blog, iPolitik.net/ghost. That's iPolitik.net/ghost. And go in there and leave me a couple of comments, folks. I get all kinds of comments. You don't necessarily have to sign up to the community to leave me a comment. You can leave me one anonymously. If you're a true conservative, please get back there and get in contact with me. We need to come together as a true conservative force. We need to come back at a grassroots level and elect officials at our city level, state level, that are true conservatives. That's the only way we're going to take back America, folks. And I keep saying that, and I'll continue to say that till my last breath, damn it. And let me tell you, if you're a conservative and you're going to go out there, hold your nose, and vote for this damn McCain-Palin ticket, you are only helping the absolute pussification of America, and you should be ashamed of yourself, folks. You should be ashamed of yourself if you're going to sit here and embrace the feminization of the Republican Party. You know? Stupid. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Felix and NJ, thank you very much for tuning in. No compromise. Everybody else who was in the chat room out there, thank you very much. Hey, Get back to me. I'm at the iPolitik.net political community. It's free to join, man. And as a matter of fact, they're going to allow people to go ahead and post banners or something on their blogs and articles so they can make some cash on them. I can't wait for that to happen. So get back to me, iPolitik.net/ghost. Long live the conservative movement and death to feminism.